Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mac, thank you for taking the time.
It is a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
No doubt about it. I know it's difficult to look forward with the Dallas Mavericks because there's just so many question marks. If we want to look forward to the rest of this season, which is about a month or so, Kyrie is done. Should they shut Anthony Davis down? Has that even been given a thought?
I know it's been given a thought. In fact, I would be willing to bet I can't see him playing now. I mean, they're without so many different guys that it doesn't really even behoove them to make the playoffs. I mean, without Kyrie Irving, they don't have the score that they were counting on. And, you know, with the team that they thought they were going to have, and I realize I am not justifying that trade at all, but with the team they thought they were going to have, and that was going to be a team that was going to be a tough out because it had three legit defenders at the rim that were going to be nightmares for other teams, as well as perimeter scorers and elite ball handlers and Klay Thompson and Kyrie Irving. Well, all those guys, other than Klay, is out. And Klay is a great spot-up shooter, but, you know, he's 35, and without those other guys, we're wasting our time, but it's pretty close. I mean, they're four games ahead of the Suns for the play-in, and I just don't know what that value does. So I think I would be willing to bet that while they may not do it intentionally, their eyes now are going to be fully focused on the draft and the lottery.
Mac Engel joining us here from the Star Telegram. When you think about what has happened, there's been a lot of conspiracy theories about the Dumonts and what they want to do with the team and the area and gambling. Was this strictly a basketball decision and moving on from Luka, or do you believe, obviously, there are other business interests that are involved? We would have never seen this under Cuban.
Never, never. I do believe that Patrick Dumont bought the Mavericks as an investment, and then two, as a placeholder to have a spot in line for when Texas does pass gaming, which I believe will happen. Mm-hmm. I've never believed for a second that the long-term play is to move the Mavericks to Las Vegas. I don't think the NBA would allow that. Now, the counter to that argument has been, well, they let the Sonics leave Seattle over a building dispute, and the NFL did let the Raiders and Rams leave Los Angeles, and they were without a franchise in Los Angeles for a long time. Those are valid. I just don't see the NBA allowing the fourth largest market to be without a franchise. I think the more likely scenario is that a franchise is granted via expansion to Las Vegas in the coming future. So those are all separate from basketball. And the more people I talk to who I trust on this subject with the Mavericks, I think this just came down to ego. I think Nico Harrison and some other members too, not Patrick Dumont. I think Nico Harrison was sick of Luka Doncic and did not feel like they could win a championship or he was going to be worth the $350 million that he's going to be due, that he would have been due had he remained a Maverick this summer. So those are two separate entities, but that's why I ultimately think why Luka Doncic is with the Lakers.
Mac Engel joining us here from the Star Telegram. It's the JR Sport Re-Show on the Infinity Sports Network. You talk about Nico Harrison having an ego and being sick of Luka Doncic. He just took them to an NBA Finals. He's now sitting on the beach with his wife when he's not throwing alley-oops to LeBron. And Nico, at the press conference, pretty much said, hey, this is not a long play. This is a short play. Is it his intention to ultimately just go back to corporate America? Like, this isn't a dream job for him, is it? I know he played ball, but is this a dream job?
I still can't get my head around that they did it. And that has been tossed out to me by somebody who's familiar and is, you know, knows, works for the franchise that they threw out. If this doesn't work out, then, you know, he can easily just go back to Nike and the corporate world, because he's not going to get another NBA job, I'll tell you that.
That's right.
And, remember, you have to go back. NBA teams had been in pursuit of Nico Harrison for quite a while before he ultimately agreed with Mark Cuban to be the president of basketball operations, GM, whatever. You know, the San Antonio Spurs knocked on his door for a long time, and he said no every time. And when they hired him, it was a big deal. And in fairness to Nico, right up until the moment he traded Luka Doncic for, as far as I'm concerned, what a Mavericks employee told me, pennies on the dollar, he'd done pretty well. You know, the trades that he had made looked good. The acquisitions looked good. Convincing Klay Thompson to leave the Lakers, or pardon me, to say no to the Lakers in favor of the Mavericks, everything looked good. And that's why this one caught everybody blindsided. I even as I sit here and talk about it with you, and I've talked about this to death for the last month, I still can't believe they did it. Because you said it, Mark Cuban would never. Mark Cuban had some questionable player decisions in his long run as the owner GM, but he would never, ever have allowed Luka to walk out the door, and certainly not for what they got in return. No way.
Well, Mac, you think about a Cuban selling his stake. At the time, it was said that he was going to have final decision on basketball matters. That has obviously not been the case, and it was a little surprising to hear that when you sell away the majority of something. And really, since the trade, all we've heard from Cuban is, you know, telling a fan to sit down and shut up. Can we expect more at some point, or is he just going to ride the wave because he sold his stake and he has his own business interest here?
He doesn't have any say in personnel anymore. That was one of those things that was reported. And, when he sold the team, it had that very unique caveat of, I'm selling the team, and I'm selling the majority of the team, but I'm keeping X shares, whatever it was, and I'm going to be the final say on basketball decisions. You know, that was really rare. That's a really unique deal. Well, by the end of May, 1st of June, he had pretty much sold the rest of his shares, and the final say on basketball decisions was pretty much done by July. And that was just one of those little details that went, you know, kind of off the radar because it was the summertime and the season was over, the finals were over, and, you know, nobody just really noticed it. But everybody noticed it when they traded away Luka Doncic. He doesn't, he loves the Mavericks. They're a huge part of his life and his legacy, for that matter. But he has no say in those kinds of decisions anymore, obviously.
Mac Engel here with us from the Star Telegram. So what happens next? We saw the price hike for the fans, and how that was communicated was just, hey, we're going to reinvest in the team. And so now, you know, we're going to raise the ticket prices. We know what the fan response has been. What do the fans do? What is the best case scenario for the basketball team? It just seems like they're likely going to be in the doldrums for a few years, and they've bled the team out.
The best case, I think, for the Mavericks is that, and again, I'm you're asking me to really stretch a pretzel here. I think the best case is what happens to them is what happened to Oklahoma City when they lost Harden and they lost Russell Westbrook and they lost KD. It took a minute, but that's the best team in the league now. You know, now the difference was they stockpiled draft picks. And they were very aggressive in young player acquisitions. But they found SGA and lots of other guys who were really good. Chet Holmgren, obviously, that took a minute. But last season and now this season, that's best-case scenario. Because Kyrie's going to be 33, and he's going to be coming off a major injury. And they were asking, this was the part that bothered, there's lots of parts to this trade that bothered me, but you were asking two guys on the wrong side of 30, both of whom came into the league with 1 year of college experience, so they were really young. That means they've been playing 82-game schedules, you know, in theory, since they were 19 years old, 19 or 20. And that's a lot of mileage. And everybody's like, well, LeBron this. Okay, well, LeBron's the outlier. LeBron doesn't apply to everybody else. And the part with Kyrie that always worried me, and I remember asking about it before the season started, about falling and taking the way he falls. Because his bread is buttered on plays at the rim and dribble drive penetration. He's one of the best who ever played at it. And, you know, we've seen guys who eventually lose that. Dwayne Wade, Derrick Rose, even Michael Jordan. He became more of a turnaround post-up jump shooter as he got older. And he was 6'6". Kyrie's 6'2.5". So I would think he will exercise that player option. I would imagine Anthony Davis is going to sit it out, and they're going to roll with what they got for next season and just hope it stays together. But I think they're, you know, I'm not terribly optimistic about it, but my gut tells me today, here in early March, that's what they're going to. And remember, Kyrie's not coming back for 8 to 10 months.
That's right.
Like, even if best case scenario, he's back February 1. Like, he ain't coming back by Christmas. He's not coming back by January or MLK Day or any of those, you know, sort of signature NBA regular season moments before the trade. He's not coming back for that. And when he does come back, is he the same guy? So I think, you know, they got their work cut out for him. And if I'm, you know, someone who wants to see the franchise do well, be honest with you, and it sucks. I hate it. I loved watching Luka Doncic play basketball. And I understand there were some, you know, he had some prima donna moments, and there were some concerns about his weight, which were justified. But, dude, that was one of the most enjoyable guys I've ever watched playing basketball. And I've watched a lot of dudes playing basketball, and now he's a Laker.
Well, Mac, as we start to wrap things up, is there more dirt? I mean, outside of, hey, Luka likes to drink, Luka likes to smoke. Is there more that's coming out, or is this really, like you said, just about ego?
I mean, at this point, unless he's like a heroin dealer, or he's on the Epstein list, and I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek, obviously.
Yeah, but
who cares? No. I mean, if we went back, and I understand it is a day and age, this is a different day and age. 2025 is not 1985. If we were to sit there and monitor the cigarettes and beer that Larry Bird consumed back in the day. If Nico Harrison was running the Celtics, Larry Bird would have been traded to the Milwaukee Bucks. And I get it. I mean, Luka Doncic, his weight does fluctuate, and he falls down a lot. And at some point, he's going to have to get real about that. But to trade him away for what they got? That, to me, is professionally negligent.
Mac, last question for you. You're down in Dallas, Fort Worth. When you take a look at Jerry Jones, when you take a look at what's going on with the Mavericks, Jerry Jones is kind of pushed to the background every now and then, right? We got a new hated ownership group.
That's the amazing part. Like, Jerry just came off of a season and an off season where we all took turns, you know, shooting fish in the barrel. And he's used to it. He's been doing it for 30 years. He's used to it. The team hasn't been to an NFC championship game since 95, 96. But he was used to it. They hire a coach. They don't make the playoffs. They botch a coaching search. They replace him with a guy that, you know, nobody was going to hire. And so now he is the king fish in the barrel that everybody can take a pop gun and not miss. And unbelievably, Nico Harrison, the general manager of the architect of a 2024 NBA Finals team, is now the biggest dope on the block. Unbelievable.
Hey, let's see how long he sticks around with the team before he's... What word did he use, Mac? He says they'd hang him. Isn't that what he said?
No, he didn't go there. He used a shovel. He used a shovel Bury analogy. Him. Yeah, he avoided the noose. Thank God he avoided the noose. Used the shovel, but he's not wrong.
Oh yeah, he's already started to throw the dirt on himself. But
right. I'm like him and Jay. And you know what? Here's the good news. Back right after the season ended, both he and Jason Kidd got contract extensions.
Hey, at least he get paid on the way out the door as he goes back to Nike.
Get the bag. You know what I mean? Hey, Start selling shoes. You might as well get you the bag.
And he has some good shoes to go walking in, too. That is without a shadow of a doubt. Hey, Mac, thank you so much. A pleasure.
You know, he's got those classic Air Jordans. You know what I'm talking about? That's what he can afford. He can afford the original Jordans.
Oh, I'm sure he has a nice a shoe collection in closet. Hey, Mac, where can people follow you and all of your work, all of your writings, all of your books? Fill us in, Mac.
No, that's very kind of you. Seriously, thank you very much. Well, you can find me on X or Twitter at Mac Engelprof, MacEngelProf. I used to teach. I don't anymore. You can find me on my website, MacEngel.com. I'm one of my five visitors. You can find my books there, any number of other stuff that I do, and, of course, my work on StarTelegram.com. I respond. Anybody emails me, I respond to them. Anybody. Anybody reaches out. It takes 2 seconds to read my work or dog cuss me, you get a response from me. I do that. So I really appreciate you having me on and allow me to plug my stuff. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, no, absolutely. We appreciate your time and your insight. And we'll talk to you soon, hopefully with some good news next time, Mac.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe baseball season will give us something because sure as hell ain't going to be basketball.
Yeah, I did see an outfielder out there in Texas might be a little hurt, so we'll wait on that one, okay?
Okay. All right, thanks a lot.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.